Same to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
How difficult a decision do the Eagles have in the offseason about what to do at quarterback?
Yeah, it's really the biggest decision they have, which is saying something considering, you know, I'm also including the head coach decision in there as well. I think it clearly is the biggest decision because they've invested so much in Carson Wentz to this point in draft equity and then obviously the big contract extension, which hasn't even kicked in yet in terms of that new money, which is hard to believe. Would they really be willing to move on from him? And it's also tough because they're really only going to have four games of Jalen Hurts to evaluate him. So is that enough time to say, oh, he's the guy? They have to ask themselves if it's a tenable situation to have both of them on the roster next year. Because if not, well, then you have to move one of them, and then you're setting yourself up for this potentially disastrous scenario in which one of them goes elsewhere and goes on to either have a great career in Hurts' case or bounce back and reclaim his career like Carson Wentz might do.
All right, so yesterday Hurts got off to a really good start, and then the last 2.5 quarters, he had not played the way I thought he was going to play. And then I watched him play the last 2.5 quarters, and to be honest with you, Dave, my pre-assumption going in was that's how I thought he was going to play, was the last 2.5 quarters. So what did you see? What was the difference?
Yeah, and it wasn't just him. I think there were a lot of issues offensively. I saw late in the game he started to force things, and honestly, late in the game, he kind of reminded me of Carson Wentz from a lot of the earlier part of the season that he felt like he had to try to put the team on his back and do it all, and he couldn't, and I turned the ball over a few times. Overall, the offense just wasn't good enough. They had ended up with 6 false starts, which is, that's really hard to do, actually.
Especially with very few fans in the stands.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were like 30,000, but I don't think it was an issue of crowd noise, you know.
But I'm saying it should not be an issue.
Yeah, no, it absolutely shouldn't be an issue. I mean, even if there were fans, you can't have 6 false starts.
Right.
I didn't think he played particularly well. Apparently, he did get nicked up in that game. I don't know how much that affected him, both running the ball and passing. I guess it had a little bit to do with it. But, yeah, I mean, he didn't play well enough in that game. But he wasn't going to be perfect either. I mean, he was going to – it wasn't like he was going to play lights out these 4 games. And honestly, this is kind of what I expected, were to see some ups and downs and really to put them in a position where they had this incomplete evaluation of Jalen Hurts in 4 games, because I don't think 4 games is enough to have a complete evaluation, and that's kind of what's happening.
Yeah, that's why I think this is such a critical decision for them. They have to decide going forward what to do about Carson Wentz. But to me, all this began, in all honesty, with the Eagle offense, starting with the Brooks injury in the preseason, which has been forgotten in all of this. And then they started losing tackles, and then they moved Peters over to tackle, and you know, Peters wanted more money, and then Peters got hurt but still got his money. I mean, they're a mess up front.
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. And you're right. I mean, Brandon Brooks is a big part of this, and it's not just him, obviously, but losing a guard you wouldn't think would affect your offense that much, but when it's that guard, I mean, he's the best, in my opinion, he's the best right guard in football, so it clearly affected them, and it's not just him. I mean, they lost him and Lane Johnson. They lost Andre Dillard, who knows, you know, Jordan Mailata might be playing at a higher level now than Dillard would have if he played this season. But they lost Isaac Seumalo for 2 months in there. I mean, the right guard position they've gone through everyone. Drake Driscoll got hurt on top of it. It's kind of unbelievable how many injuries they've sustained on the offensive line this year. And honestly, you know, you brought up how the Brooks injury kind of spiraled and it led to a lot of things. I think the offensive line play in front of Carson Wentz really affected him this year. And that's not to give him an excuse because he didn't play well enough, but, mm-hmm. you know, he was seeing ghosts. And I think it did get in his head, and it really did start with that Brooks injury.
They lose Fletcher Cox yesterday, and it seemed like defensively that's where the spiral there began. What did you think about the not having Fletcher Cox, and how much did that contribute to what we ended up seeing yesterday? Because Andy Dalton looked like Johnny Unitas.
And this, yeah,
I say this on the 62nd anniversary of the Johnny Unitas Colts overtime win over the Giants in 58.
Yeah, and you know, with Fletcher, a lot of what he does goes unnoticed. He's still a really good player, even when the numbers aren't really piling up. And they already went into that game without Derek Barnett and Josh Sweat, so they're down at that point three of their best pass rushers. And in that game, with all the injuries on the back end, now you have a depleted secondary and an inability to get after a passer. And it's really just a terrible recipe, and that's kind of what happened. Andy Dalton had time to sit in the pocket and pick apart players who shouldn't be on the field in the secondary. So kind of a perfect storm in, on defense yesterday. And you're right. I mean, losing Fletcher Cox was a big part of that.
Okay, so they've got Washington this week. They play a role in the playoff chase, and the role is if they win, either the Giants or the Cowboys get into the playoffs. What about this matchup? Because, I mean, now that Dwayne Haskins isn't there, I mean, I think it swings the balance about. No, I'm just kidding. But what do you think about the matchup? And what does Hurts have to do, or what doesn't he do in a game like this that then makes you think about the quarterback situation differently?
I don't think there's anything he can do to change their decision in one game. I mean, it shouldn't. Right now, I don't think there should be a clear consensus on what to do, and I don't think one game against another bad team really should determine that. I think ultimately they're going to have to look at the whole body of work, and it's not enough. I don't know what they're going to do, and it's normally I have some sort of feeling on these things, and I don't right now, but everyone's acting like it's so easy to trade Carson Wentz, and it isn't. It just isn't, and it's not just – there's a lot of aspects to this, and financial is a big part of it. You're going to end up with a ton of dead money. But yeah. Aside from that, it's just – it's really a change – organizationally from, and that's something they've never done. I mean, since they drafted Carson Wentz, he was always their guy. Right. And they've seen him play at a really high level. And the idea that they would give up on him and just give him to another team where he could go on to potentially have a great career, I don't know how they can come back from that as an organization if that's the way it plays out. And I think they have to ask themselves about ceiling here, you know, is
right,
because we've seen Carson Wentz's ceiling, and I don't know if he can get back to it, but Carson Wentz's ceiling is pretty darn high.
It's MVP level
high. What's Jalen Hurts' ceiling? I don't know that answer, and I'm not sure they do either.
Does Doug Peterson make it through this?
I'm starting to get the sense that he will. He certainly talked today like a man who expects to be back next year. Now, some of that can be him campaigning for his job, but he talked very, very confidently today. It certainly sounded like a guy who thinks he's going to be back next year. You know, you look at it and you say, this team is awful. They need to blow it up, but I don't have a lot of confidence that they will. You look at the head coach and you think, well, he won a Super Bowl a few years ago that buys him equity, and Jeff Lurie has been patient at times. He wasn't patient with Chip Kelly, but Chip Kelly was a jerk, quite honestly, and that matters.
Yes, it does.
You know, I don't think he wants to throw Doug Peterson out. And we know he has a really close relationship with Howie Roseman, who to me is a bigger culprit in this team's failure right now than Doug Peterson. I don't think the roster is good enough. I think he's mismanaged it, but we know how close those two guys are. So as strange as it is, I don't know if it's out of the question that they almost run this back, which seems crazy, but I don't think that's out of the question.
I think he's going to be back. I think if you commit to Howie Roseman being back, which they have, I don't see them making a change at coach either. That's just my gut feeling from the outside looking in from 30,000 feet, and I freely admit I might be 32,000 feet from the Eagles situation.
Yeah, but it's a tough thing to figure out. It's easy to say they should blow it up, and then you look at what they actually might do, and it's tougher to say they should make a change. I don't necessarily think it will be a bad thing, and that's not to say it's all Doug's fault. But, you know, they got rid of their offensive coordinator last year, and it kind of put more of the onus on Doug. And they brought in some other pieces to kind of make this collaborative effort. But ultimately, the offense was on him, and the offense hasn't scored 30 points in the game this year. And there's a lot of factors in that. Doug will happily point out injuries, and his other defenders will happily point out that the quarterback didn't play well. But Doug didn't do a good job this year either. I mean, the offense falls on him. In-game decisions weren't very good. And earlier this season, I really thought there was a chance they were going to move on from him, and I'm starting to lose that sense now.
Let me ask you something that's out of the box here for a moment. What do you think it meant to the Eagles offense when Frank Reich took the Colts head coaching job?
It hurt them, for sure. And it was also the loss of John DeFilippo. I think you can kind of package those two up in a way, because those two, you can talk about Nick Foles, and I more look at it with Carson in mind, because Nick Foles kind of caught lightning in a bottle. He's been really good at times in short stretches in his career, one of the weirdest careers we've ever seen. But the combination of Reich, DeFilippo, and Doug Peterson got the most out of Carson Wentz that year. It put them on a path to winning 13 games and getting the number one seed. And all that was because they got the most out of Wentz. I think people kind of overlook how good he was that year and how much of a role he played in that championship. And he hasn't been the same since then, and you can point at the injuries, and I think that's fair, but I also kind of question the coaching around him. There's no doubt that they've missed Frank Reich and John DeFilippo. It's just such an inexact science to try to figure out how much they've missed them. But it's certainly fair to ask, and we've done that a lot over the last couple of years for sure.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Really appreciate your time very much.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thanks, you too.